Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey everybody, welcome in on a Thursday as we are grinding toward the weekend. We say hello to you bright and early at 12 noon here on the Big Talker 1700. Jimmy B and TC, we roll all the way till 3. We've got a terrific show lined up today. John Greenberg will join us from the website The Athletic Chicago. Not The Athletic Supporter Chicago, The Athletic Chicago. John will be on with us at 12:25. 1 o'clock, Ken Silverstein joins the program. 1:40, Zach Reimer, Major League Baseball, Bleacher Report. And at 2:20, Pete Futek, College Football News. That's what we have lined up for you today. How you doing, pal? You all right there?
Yeah, hanging in there. Interesting guest list today.
It is, yeah.
Pete Futek, we talked about him yesterday and his question about Kirk Ferentz.
Yes.
Is
I'm
Kirk
glad you got him.
Ferentz legendary.
Yeah.
So we will talk with that a little bit more with Pete. Conversation that we had a little bit yesterday and a real fun conversation. A good summer topic because there's so many different ways that you can go with a topic like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at what Kirk Ferentz has accomplished, you look at the totality of it, but has there been that big breakthrough moment? Has there been that one game where nationally people remember? You know, around here, if you would ask what the best Kirk Ferentz win is, I think there's a number of different ones that you could throw out, but I think the one that a lot of people would probably come back to is the Capital City Bowl win against LSU. Defending national champion Tigers, Saban on the sidelines for LSU, his final game as the LSU head coach. And we know what happened. The Magic City Miracle, Warren Holloway, first ever touchdown happens on the last play of his career. Clock's going to run out, and they don't know it. Drew Tate gets it. They throw the touchdown. They win the game. You know, that's the one. But nationally, is that known? Is that a nationally known game?
I don't think so.
You know, it was a big game. It was one of the bigger games around at the time back in 2004. You know, after you get past the BCS games, it was as big as you're going to find.
That's correct.
But still, it wasn't something that resonated nationally.
Correct.
You think of the big victories that he's had, you know, this past season beating Michigan, some of the wins against Penn State. Are they ones, though, that reverberate nationally? I don't think they do. I don't think they do in a way that would put it in that legendary status. I thought of it this way.
Okay.
In the state of Iowa, he will be considered legendary.
I agree. Probably 5 years after he retires. Yes.
In the Big Ten, I think he will also be looked back upon legendary. With the longevity.
I think longevity will play a lot into that.
Longevity, a big part of that. But the consistent success, what he was able to do, what he was able to do at a program like Iowa, I think he'll be looked at that way. Nationally, not quite as much.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And I saw another name discussed about this yesterday, and I want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Just retired a couple years ago, Virginia Tech, Frank Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Beamer, is he legendary in your mind?
I think that he won enough big games and has the longevity to and coach some star players. Remember, Mike Vick was there.
Absolutely. Went to a national championship game.
That's correct.
Got beat by Florida State.
They did. I think that he has that capability. Never won a national title.
Right.
But he won some big games. And I think when you win big games, but you never win a national championship. And look, that's hard to do. So I think that he's on the cusp of that, yes. Because I think he made a national name for himself with his team and some of the players that he coached. Is that fair?
Well, I mean, Mike Vick is kind of...
Who else you got standard.
Other than Michael Vick?
That's who I went for, right there.
Well, name another one, if you're talking about players.
Was Bruce Smith there?
Not when he was coach. Good God.
So that's
my point. It was Michael Vick.
Michael Vick is put him on the map.
So
yeah,
Michael Vick aside, here's what Frank Beamer had, though. He had 8 consecutive years of double-digit wins.
Yes.
Now, his career tailed off 6-7 wins the last 4 years of his career
mm-hmm.
and tailed off and was never able to build it back up. he was aided, some people will say, at a bad Big East, and even the ACC that he became part of wasn't up to snuff. It wasn't a great conference at the time, and that helped aid him there. But still, he's had more successes than Kirk Ferentz, and I'd absolutely put him in the legendary category. Special teams,
yes.
Defense with Bud Foster and company, what they were able to do year after year. I consider him legendary. I think maybe I'm usually a difficult grader, but in this context, I might be easier than you are, Jim, because I guess the legendary one for you is something that you consider just the elite of the elite. I mean, even if you, because Frank Beamer for me was a no-doubter, and
okay.
You had to think about it.
I had to think about it, yes.
So on this scale, your scale seems to be more difficult than mine is.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think that there are guys who have had, let's just go back a ways. I mean, you could go and you ask me, you know, about Nebraska coaches and Tom Osborne.
Sure. That's a no doubter.
Yeah. But there are guys who are, you say the name, you go, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are guys who had terrific careers, just like Frank Beamer, where you have to, all right, let me think about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and the first reference was Mike Vick, because that's who you equate with Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Is Michael Vick. So, from that standpoint, is there a player that you would equate with Kirk Ferentz?
No. There isn't a guy like
there
that.
There isn't a guy
no,
like that.
No.
So I think that's harsh, but I'm thinking maybe that's part of the equation.
Well, and I think that's, I mean, when you're just talking about individually the coach, that's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Because maybe Beamer was just propped up a little bit more because of that.
Of Mike Vick.
Because of Mike Vick, and you don't have that with Kirk Ferentz, where it's not automatically Brad Banks. It's not automatically Robert Gallery.
Correct.
Riley Reiff. I mean, we can play this game with Bob Sanders,
Dale
Clark. I mean, we can play it all
game. Yeah, we can go all day.
But that I think that shows you the depth and the breadth that you have of that football program that he's built over the last 19 years. Because of that, because it's not propped up by one guy or one substantial team that did something that the rest of them weren't able to. And I think that shows you what he's been able to do and the consistency that he's been able to do it and the rebuilds that he's had to do it. College coaches don't get that kind of time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a chance a lot of times to do a second rebuild or a third, or Kirk maybe looking at his board.
But he has. He's been given that opportunity with contract extensions.
And something, I think there is something to be said about that.
Okay.
To put in the legendary category. But we'll talk about that more. Pete Futek coming up, 2:20. He's going to join us today. And John Greenberg, he'll kick off the show at about 12:25.
Let me just say, before John comes on, the Cubs suck.
You think so?
Oh, God. This is going to be one of those seasons where you have a third baseman sprain his ankle just making a routine catch at third base on a pop-up foul ball. And then you have a pitcher, and you and I said this yesterday when we talked about the starters and John Lackey and Washington. We said this was going to be over fast.
It was.
And yet they left Lackey in for almost six innings because they didn't want to go to the pen and burn up the pen because they knew they were going to lose.
Right.
Knew they were going to get beat. So they left Lackey in, and Washington just continued to pound him. This is not pretty. And people that were saying yesterday, well, look what they did with Miggy. And Montero gets designated for assignment. That's going to shake the club up. I don't think so.
No.
Don't think so.
Well, how long have we been playing this game? We've been playing this game for a while now with the Cubs.
Yes.
Now, what's going to be the thing that's going to ignite
get them going.
What's going to get them going? After the beginning of the season, all right, everything's all well and good. You start off, you're playing the Cardinals, you're getting your championship rings after that when you're home with the Dodgers. But you know, really since then, they went into a bit of a lull.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, they're going out to Fenway. That'll be a big series. That's going to be...
Right. I remember that conversation.
They lose 2 out of 3. Well, yeah. No. They got the Yankees coming in.
Right.
Historic. They get swept.
Oh, the Dodgers are coming.
Oh, the Dodgers. Yeah.
Same deal.
That's going to be the thing.
That's going to be it. They're going to get going now.
No. It's not going to be. They're going down to St. Louis. This was in the middle of May. They're going down to St. Louis. That's, got rivalry, bad blood, all these things.
Yep.
They lose 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to the drawing board here. Well, the Dodgers one that you mentioned, they get swept. Then they go to San Diego after that, and they get swept from there, which felt like a get-right game. All right. They come back. They beat the Cardinals. They sweep that series. Yep. Everything's good.
Okay.
They win 5 straight.
Right.
And they lose 4 in a row. That has been this season, though.
Yeah.
There has been no consistency at all. There has been nothing that has ignited this team. Mm-hmm. There has been turmoil. There has been questions. There's been head scratching. And with this all, Jim.
Yeah.
In the back of your mind as a Cubs fan, I'm sure there are people out there that are thinking, and we won the World Series last year. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Well, I'm sure.
There's that faction.
There is. Absolutely.
And there's the other faction that says, hey, look at our team. I understand we've had some injuries, but come on.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, those guys have been healthy all year. Those two alone should be able to carry your offense.
They've been good at times. Yeah.
But not all throughout the year. And all of these things. And Ian Happ's come up, and he's played well, and he got Wilson Contreras, and he got Javi, and he got Addison Russell, and you got all these guys. But it hasn't clicked.
No.
It hasn't clicked. So you think this is just going to be, this is a storyline the rest of the year.
I think so.
Up, down,
yes,
inconsistent.
Yes, up, down, all around. I agree.
Never gain a foothold.
Right. Yep, and I think they're really, really lucky that the Central Division of the National League just stinks.
Right.
Just stinks. I mean, Milwaukee, Chicago, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, they're all just floundering. All of those teams are floundering. We expected Cincinnati to be bad, and they are.
Yes.
But they're only 6.5 out.
Mm-hmm.
The teams that we expected to be good, Chicago, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, we thought Milwaukee had a chance.
No.
Yeah, we did. We said they'd be around 500.
No.
Yes, we did.
No.
Yes, we did. Didn't we?
No.
I remember that, something like that.
No, you're full of it.
Maybe
you're full
too
of
many
it.
Seven
yeah,
and sevens.
Yeah, I think so.
At any rate, we thought Chicago, Pittsburgh, St. Louis would be the teams. It would Chicago winning and then Pittsburgh, St. Louis be fighting for a wild card.
You might have thought that.
I did.
You might have thought that. I didn't think Pittsburgh was going to be very good.
I thought they'd be in the hunt.
Yeah.
But this division... You have one team that's over 500, and they're only 2 games over 500 in Milwaukee. Cubs are 500. Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Cincinnati, all well below 500. Out west, you have 3 teams, Los Angeles, Arizona, Colorado, that are so far above 500, it'll make your head spin.
Well, slow down, Jimmy B.
Colorado's starting to fall a little bit.
They are collapsing.
They are.
They have lost 8 consecutive games. It is going the wrong way for the Rockies, and that's good news for a team like the Cubs.
Yes.
A team like Milwaukee. Teams like that, even the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to see, because for most of the season, it's felt like it is going to be 3 teams from the West, and... Whoever doesn't win the division, the other two will be playing each other.
Right,
be
for
it.
The wild card, yeah.
And if you don't win the division, you're done. You're out. Now with Colorado starting to come back, and there's always that rabbit that starts to fade back every single year.
That's correct.
Maybe that's the Rockies.
Maybe it's
this
the Rockies.
Year. They can open things
the
up.
The Atlanta Braves are 37-39.
37-40.
I'm sorry, 37-40. Thank you. The Chicago Cubs are 39-39. Atlanta would be in 3rd place in the Central. And they'd only be 3 games out of 1st place. Now, they trail Washington now by 10, but so what? I mean, Washington's going to win that division. Washington is the Cubs of last year. That's what the Nationals are. They're going to run away. The Houston Astros in the American League are going to run away and hide.
Yeah.
So... This is what you've got, and it's awful. I mean, if I was a glorious baseball fan, I'd say, wow, what a race. But that's not what Cubs fans are talking about. They're talking about how their team stinks.
And we're going to get into that more with John Greenberg coming up from The Athletic. Do you know about The Athletic, the new website that has spawned? There's different cities that have different legs of it out there. Do you know about it all, Jim?
Uh-uh.
It's a subscription-based, very cheap. It's like $2.99 a month.
Oh, okay.
And then they have writers on everything, you know, locally there in Chicago. It's a pretty good idea.
All right, I like it.
And when you're looking for good content, content that makes sense, content, you know, as we've seen all these layoffs, it's how does the sports media build?
Yeah.
How do you build this? And this is an idea that I'm hopeful works because I like the idea behind it.
Sure.
If you want good content, you want good writing, pay for it. Not pay through the nose.
Right.
Not pay for a whole newspaper, but pay for this content.
Just for what you're interested in reading about.
And for a lot of people, that's Chicago sports.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
You're going to get real beat writers, people that have been on the beat before, good writers, and you're going to pay a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
$2.99, $3.99 a month.
I can afford that.
Right.
As long as it, if it's less than $5, I'm in.
Then you're in. Then you're in.
By the way, Jeff tweets me, says, Cubs will go on a second half run, win the division by 10 games. There you go.
I still think that'll happen. I do. I still believe that that's going to happen. You think it's going to be inconsistent all year?
I think it's going to be a bumpy ride.
I'm just waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. And maybe, well, let's see, they go to Cincinnati after this, Tampa, after the All-Star break. That's really what it's going to be. That All-Star break, that's what's going to ignite them.
There you go.
We'll see.
I'll remember you said that.
Let's take a look back at what happened in the world of sports last night in case you missed it. And it's presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. We start with those Cubs last evening. It was not a pretty one.
No.
Boy, Lackey, what's...
Done.
Is that number one? They need a new another starter.
Yeah, they got to.
Because even
it can't be him, Trent.
Even if they get in, Lester's your one.
Uh huh.
Arrieta's your two.
Yes.
You don't know what you're going to get out of Hendricks.
No.
And do you want your fourth playoff pitcher to be
Lackey?
John Lackey? I wouldn't think so. If you're coming up with a wish list, what you really want to have here, you got to figure that it's starting pitcher one and another starting pitcher, two of them?
They got to do something.
They do. There's no doubt about that. The road that they're going on right now just is not going to work. It's ugly. And, well, this team as a whole has been pretty ugly this year on top of it, Jimmy B. Well, once again, MLB.com changed how they do their videos.
No.
They did, just the other day. And I'm not pleased with it, Jimmy B. I am not pleased at all. It sucks.
I can tell you're frustrated here. I'm watching you here working the mouse, and it's not working at all.
It's terrible.
Why the heck would they do that?
Who knows? Who knows? Well,
don't they know they're interrupting the highlight portion of our show?
I know. It's frustrating.
Who do I call?
I don't know. Call up Manfred. See what he can do. See what he can do. Well, it looks like it's a bust today.
Okay.
It's all falling apart. I had an Aaron Judge homer for you, Jimmy B. I had the crazy finale, what happened at the end of the Dodgers and the Angels game last night. I had all this stuff ready to go.
Ready to go.
And it
pooped the bed.
Yep. Well, that's the world that we live in. Well, what we did learn, Jim, is my Twins finally got a game. The Royals won another one. The Yankees got a home run from Aaron Judge. How many home runs has he got? Do you know offhand?
27, I believe.
Yes. Good work out of you.
Yes.
But my favorite highlight, this is the one that I really want to get.
Because when he comes up, I try to tune in and hit.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Ridiculously good and a lot of fun to watch. We got to get this play.
Okay.
I told you about
the play.
It.
Yes, you did. The
Angels-Dodgers
game.
Last night. And I'm sure a lot of people probably did miss this because
it's West Coast game.
It was late into the night.
Yeah.
Late into the night. But we'll get it here in a moment because we have to play this play. Tie ball game, runner on second base, Maben up at the plate for the Angels. Strikes out and ball's down in the dirt. Means usually, you know, well, you got to run.
Got to run the first base.
He doesn't even run right away.
No.
No, he's just standing there, lollygagging around. Ah, we'll be fine, no problem, we'll be good. What happens? Ball gets away. So he starts sauntering down to first base. Well, here's the call last night from KLAA. The Angels win it on a walk-off strikeout.
Dodgers got what they needed, the tying run. A homer to center off the bat of Grandal.
And a swing and a miss. Go, run to first. Maybin decides not to run. And the throw is over the head of Buckley. Here comes Revere.
Maybin didn't even start running.
Oh, and then it just
was.
Froze.
There it was.
That was it, though.
Jimmy B.
Look, that's Little League. That's not Major League. That's Little League.
Little League, you can't even run on a drop third strike.
I know. That's like nuts.
There.
Can you run? Yeah, I think you can run on that in Babe Ruth.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's. I think the rules change once you get up to that and you're playing the full field at 90 feet. So, I mean, that's crazy. I was trying to think, when you showed that to me, I was trying to think if I ever recall, I've seen it happen before with guys running to first base and throws that go into the outfield, but I don't remember or recalling anything where it was a strikeout and winning run scoring. And it's in the bottom of the ninth inning as well.
Right.
That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. All right, well, we've got John Greenberg coming up. We'll do everything Chicago with him, and we'll talk about his website as well. Athletic Chicago. Jimmy B and TC, we're just getting started right here on the Big Talker, 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC, noon to 3, sports talk that rocks, 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months.
Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Come see Jake at Capital City Equipment in Des Moines, just off I-80 on 2nd Avenue.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's 2-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and 3 additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We roll all the way till 3. This is going to be fun. John Greenberg is our guest. The Athletic Chicago is his site. This is going to be a good time with John. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. John, how are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Sun's shining here in suburban Chicago. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Do you have a remedy why the Cubs suck?
You know, I wrote about this earlier in the year before they really start to suck, and compared them to the 2006 White Sox, just because I got to witness that firsthand on how that team won 90 games. They finished third, and it was a disappointment. And, you know, while it's not exactly like that situation, you know, I talked to some people in the 05 White Sox and 06 White Sox, and they saw the comparisons. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of magic teams need to win, and to win like the 2016 Cubs won, you know, basically coast to coast. They won, you know, they went from beginning to end. They found that weird magic in the playoffs when they were down 3-1. And the Cubs just, for whatever reason, don't have it this year, you know? And you can go from tangible things like starting pitching to just that little spark they need that they haven't been able to get.
We've been waiting for that ignition, and it's just never come for this team. What is the mood around the team right now, both inside the fan base and inside that clubhouse? You know, we see what happens yesterday with Montero. Maybe many people thought that was going to be the ignition that they needed, but how would you gauge the mood right now, both with that fan base and with the clubhouse?
I mean, the fan base isn't like pitchforks, you know, at the gates unhappy yet, but they're annoyed. This hasn't been a fun. It's not like they've won a lot and then lost a lot. They haven't been more than four games over 500, or I believe two under 500 all season. So it's just been a really mediocre season to watch. The fans are annoyed. Inside the clubhouse, you know, these guys, listen, they didn't get this far by like panicking. You know, these guys all have a lot of self-belief and, you know, self-confidence, and they think they can turn it around. You know, I talked to Wade Davis the other day about it, and he's just like, I don't have a feeling yet. He's new here, but he's like, I don't have a feeling yet this is a team that can't get it done. We just, for whatever reason, we're waiting. You know, we just haven't been able to put it all together yet. I don't believe this Montero release is going to fire these guys up one way or another, whether they're mad or whether they're happy. I think there's actually a pretty big split probably in the clubhouse, and I would probably say more people were maybe a little annoyed with it than, you know, I'm not there, so I can't say exactly what they're at right now. I'm not in Washington. But, you know, Mickey's a guy that says his piece, and some guys might not like it, some guys like it, and some guys just don't mind it, because, listen, we all live with different kind of people, and everyone has their own, you give everyone their own kind of leash, you know what I mean, like a longer leash, a shorter leash. Mickey's a guy that just talks, and he's not trying to be a jerk. That's just, he's a lot like his countryman, Ozzie Guillen, you know, Venezuelan Ozzie Guillen. He says what's on his mind, but there's not a lot of malice behind it. So I don't know when they're going to get the spark. You know, I'm kind of thinking it's a pre-All-Star, post-All-Star game thing.
You know what he said, though? He was pretty much spot on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there were a couple of times where he had no chance. I mean, he didn't even make a throw because Arrieta didn't even check the runner.
Right, yeah. No, he's spot on. No, Mickey hasn't been too good at throwing out runners anyway. I mean, he's... His physical prime is past it, right? You know, I mean,
yeah.
He's right. And Arrieta knows he's right. Arrieta, you know, told the media, maybe he was playing a little bit to the media, but he told the media he wasn't mad. I mean, Arrieta's a guy that's not, he's not a baby. He's not going to get mad if someone like Miggy especially criticized him, because Jake knows that's how he is. I mean, the other day, John Lackey criticized Madden for speaking up about him, saying Madden doesn't work with the pitchers. You know, I mean, this is just how some dudes are.
You know, the locker room is an interesting pace, and Rizzo was one of the first people coming out, going after Montero. Is he the leader Is he the guy that, wears that C and is the guy that's going to get in the face when need be? He's going to talk people down when need be. Would he be the guy that you put on that top spot?
Yeah, I mean, right now, probably last year, I would have told you no. I think he's grown into it a little bit. I mean, we saw what he did. You know, when the Cubs were down in the World Series, he did his whole Rocky routine, and he was kind of, you know, trying to fire guys up. He's become more of a spokesman in the clubhouse, and, you know, that's not just a media thing. I had a long talk during the playoffs with John Lester about what makes a superstar last year. Just like John Lester with a beer after a game, kind of going and getting very philosophical with me. And I almost felt like he was talking about Rizzo a little bit, because Rizzo was not a guy that was always available to us. And not just for us, for like, because we need his quotes so much, but just to be that guy that takes the media heat off everyone, you know, that says what, you know, what people want to hear and talks to the fans through us. Rizzo has definitely made an attempt consciously or unconsciously to do that this year. I think he is probably the guy this year just because Jason Hayward's up there. You know, he did a lot last year, obviously made that famous speech. And Lester's up there because Lester's the veteran pitcher that everyone respects. So I would say those three guys, but I would say to a certain group, Mickey was, you know, the Latin. A lot of times I feel like, you know, when the reporters like me, American reporters, white reporters, talk about who's the leader of the clubhouse, who's this, who's that, we kind of ignore the Latin guys a little bit. I don't think it's on purpose, but some of it's language, although the Cubs guys speak perfectly and they're all actually really fun to talk to. But, you know, there is a little bit of a difference sometimes. Not every, there's just always going to be a little bit of a cultural divide where guys hang out together.
Right.
And, you know, I would definitely like to know what some of the Latin players think about this move.
Let's go to possible trades, because that's what everybody now has shifted to. They have two starters, Lester, Arrieta, and the rest is dreadful. What do they do? Can they find at least a third starter to plug the hole in the dike?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, Arrieta hasn't been pitching so well. I mean, I don't think a lot of people have trust on him as to be a second playoff starter right now. You know, Hendricks, if Hendricks is healthy, he could be kind of that guy, but, you know, Hendricks isn't dominant either. You know, he hasn't been this season. So, I don't know. You know, I've heard some names they're going after, and they're not, you know, you hear the top names leaked by people occasionally, but because, of course, they're going to try to scout them. But I don't know if they have what it takes to give up to get some of these guys. You know, everyone's saying Ian Happ is expendable, but with this lineup right now, the way they're hitting, how could you get rid of Ian Happ? He's provided pretty consistent power. I don't see how they would. I know Jed Hoyer told me earlier in the season they're not going to make a trade from a guy that's contributing to the major league roster. You know, and at times I didn't think that was really Happ when he said that, but now that is Happ. You know, do they get rid of Eloy Jimenez, their only real top, you know, really real top prospect, or do they wait till the offseason to see what they're going to do? Are they going to go overboard? Do they think this team has what it takes to win the World Series? And are they going to make an overboard trade? I don't think so. I think they're going to try to get two more mid-level type starters that they see something in, and they think if they make the playoffs could participate. And it's, you know, maybe your Danny Duffy's or a guy like that.
Okay. Bryant's not in the lineup today because of the ankle. Have you heard anything on the update on the ankle, the severity of the injury?
No, you know, my word was last night, you know, and my writer told me he was a little worried, not worried, but he was a little questioning it just because it took a while for PR to update them when usually their PR guy is really good about that. So they said mild to moderate sprain.
Okay.
And they didn't know about a DL. And, you know, he's definitely going to be out today, and they kind of figured the weekend series in Cincinnati. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, if they're just going mild to moderate, I'll take their word for it. But that could be, you know, a 10-day DL stint. You know, sounds like it could be a real possibility. Their depth is really challenged. You know, you look at some of the guys up on from the minors. These aren't superstars. You know, Heimer Candelaria is nice. You know, he's a nice player. Victor Caratini's, you know, fine backup. But they're running with some AAA players right now. And that makes the Cubs' job a little tougher.
Good news, I guess, that maybe we're going to get to see a little bit of these guys and see if there's any trade value there. Another name I wanted to ask you about is a guy like Justin Verlander, and there's been a couple reports out the last couple of days that many people believe that he is going to be available. You talked about some maybe younger, more controllable arms and frankly, cheaper arms, but if it would get to a point where they feel like if we eat salary here, we can take on a Justin Verlander. Could you see that being a route that Jed and Theo decide to go?
Yeah, I mean, that should be, that really, since they don't have the you know, the top tier prospects, you know, in bulk right now to trade, money should be the way they get a guy. Mm-hmm. You know, is being willing to handle a bulk of the salary. If that team, I don't know if Detroit, you know, has to sell. They're not the 2003 Pirates you know, trying to make payroll.
Right.
So you know, I don't know. There's got to be obviously a combination. They're gonna have to give away. They're gonna have to basically give away a ton of prospects because these guys they don't have unless they want to if they want to keep Eloy, you know, give away a bunch of middle of pack guys and hopefully a team like Detroit would want something. But yeah, listen, they've got the money. I you know their payroll has not gone up much from last year and they're making money hand over fist. So, you know, the ownership better be willing to pay the freight to get another pitcher if that's the route they're going to go.
We're having a very good conversation right now with John Greenberg. The site is The Athletic Chicago. Good stuff out of him. Hey, before we get into some more conversation, explain your site, how people can get your content.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, we started January 2016, right after I was done with ESPN. Some guys approached me about a subscription site. And we have some free content you can always go to. It's theathletic.com, but a lot of it is subscriber locked. And we have annual plans that are pretty cheap. We have, you know, always have some discounts. You can get it for around $40 a year, a little more sometimes, maybe up to 60. You don't get a sale price. But we have beat writers covering the team. They go on the road. We've got columnists. We've got a lot of kind of some advanced statistical stuff, but we do it in a way that's not, you know, talking down to people or trying to be too verbose about some of that stuff. But there's no ads. Your computer's not going to lock up. Mm-hmm. If you read us, you know, we're not trying to hit you with spyware. So, you know, it's a really good site or app. I highly recommend if anyone's interested in Chicago sports, go to the App Store, download the Athletic Chicago app, and you will love it. It's the easiest app in the world. And, you know, it helps when one of your founders has 15 years of user experience. that was his job before. So,
and this is every team, right? Every Chicago sports team?
Yeah, all the major ones, you know, we'll dabble in occasionally with some college stuff or some Chicago Fire, but we're really locked in on the major teams. And, you know, we're getting ready to hire a new Bears reporter.
Okay.
We're really big on Cubs Sox. We have some good Bears reporters. Now we have Dan Pompey. He's a longtime writer people know from the Tribune
sure.
and Sporting News.
Yeah.
Just wrote a nice long piece on Tom Waddle for us. So we've got some really good writers. And, you know, we've got a lot of people subscribing in the city, and that includes a lot of people with teams,
mm-hmm.
you know, that read our stuff. So I think your Chicago fans would really like it.
Hey, you mentioned their article on Waddle. Leads me to the Bears. We've heard for years that Chicago is a Bears town, and it's always going to be a Bears town. With the news of the Bulls lately, the Cubs and what they were able to accomplish last year, how much is that stranglehold of being a Bears town? Has it lost its grip at all, or is it still a number one and it's not even close? It's a Bears town in your mind.
It definitely lost its grip last year. I mean, last year, I don't think there was ever... it had been a long time since interest in the Bears was as low as it was last year, and they won 3 games. So, kind of a reason for it. You know, they didn't have the answer at quarterback. Jay was done. You know, only played a little bit and got hurt. And they didn't really have enough talent to do anything. So, interest was supremely low, but, you know, interest in Mitchell Trubisky is high. You know, people are excited. I think if he starts this year and... most of us predict he'll get a few games in as a starter because it never. When you're drafted that high as a quarterback, you always play some year if you're healthy. So I think that would spur some interest. When the Bears are good, the Bears are good, and they dominate. Last year it happened to be this perfect storm of the Cubs winning a World Series and the Bears winning 3 games. So they were definitely kind of wiped off the map as far as interest. But you know what? Guess what? Every paper and every website is going to have 2 or 3 guys at training camp when it opens next month in Bourbonnais.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bears are always, they're the one team, you know, they don't share it with anyone in town, and it's always going to be a Bears town, but they do have to worry. You know, they did lose a lot of interest last year, and I think they have to really address that this season, because I'll be interested in some of the crowds this year.
John Greenberg is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. John, take me to the Bulls. They just had a big rally in Minneapolis welcoming Jimmy Butler, and he went on the mic and said that coach of the T-Wolves now, Tom Thibodeau, formerly of the Bulls, made him the player that he is today. So for Butler and Tibbs and the young T-Wolves, is this a match made in heaven? And now for the Bulls, is it a match made in hell?
Yeah. the Timberwolves, this has always been, the thing we've been looking at is will Tibbs be able to get Jimmy? Because he loves Jimmy. And Jimmy is, I remember the last time, I think it was probably the last time I talked to Tibbs one-on-one, was right before they got bounced in the playoffs and he got fired. They had a ceremony at the United Center for Jimmy Butler winning Most Improved Player. And that, to me, was like the epitome of the of any organization working as it should. Because here's a guy they draft 30th, at the end of the first round. He's got good. People thought he could be an NBA player. That wasn't a surprise. He's got good size, but he wasn't a standout scorer, good defensive player, whatever. That's in college. And then Tibbs worked with him. Jimmy didn't get the training camp because that was the lockout season. Mm-hmm. He didn't get a summer to work with Tibbs. But he listened and he learned on a championship-contending team. And then the next year, Tibbs really started to trust him. And Jimmy was the perfect Tibbs player because he's self-motivated. And he was self-motivated to become this, and an all-NBA-type player, a max player from 30th in the first round. That doesn't happen very often. Every few years that happens with a guy. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a good match. I'm curious on offense to see how Jimmy likes to control the ball. Hopefully you got another Karl-Anthony Towns as your first option on offense. We'll see if Jimmy is now a little more comfortable and doesn't care about being the man and is willing to share a little bit defensively. He's exactly what Tibbs needs on what was a bad defensive team last year. As for the Bulls, their front office said they didn't want to rebuild. They kind of said that, but we all knew they were interested in getting rid of Butler. They didn't believe he was a guy to build around with a supermax deal. He's 27 by the time the Bulls would be ready to contend, he'd be 30. So I understand why they gave him up. I don't think the return was fantastic, but it's what they felt was the best they could get. The Bulls are in a bad state right now. The interest, I talked about the Bears' interest being low. Bulls' interest is very, very low. People really, really hate this team. The fans hate the team. They hate the front office ownership. These new guys from the Timberwolves have a chance to, they got from the Wolves in their draft pick, have a chance to kind of spark, get a fresh start a little
Zach
bit.
Zach LaVine's a pretty good player.
If he didn't have it, I think fans would be a lot more excited if he wasn't coming off ACL. If they knew he was going to play from the beginning, there was no reservations. But yeah, I think Zach LaVine, I was at that game when Tibbs first came back last year, and my wife and I were just like amazed at how good Zach LaVine, mm-hmm. how fast he was. He was like on fast forward compared to the rest of the Bulls. So, I think he's going to be a big fan favorite as long as he's healthy.
And as long as you don't watch him on the defensive end. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, he's a little sloppy there. You're right.
Well, John, it's great catching up with you here. Hope we can do this more often going forward. The Athletic, great content over there. You guys do a wonderful job. And glad we're getting you in the rotation here over on our show.
Hey, anytime, guys.
Thank you, John. Have a great day,
pal.
You got it.
Thanks. You guys too.
Okay. John Greenberg, it's called The Athletic Chicago. Good stuff on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. You just go to the app, and he says it's easy to get in, and it's not a lot of money, and they do have some terrific writers. What bothered me in that interview?
What's that?
Because I had read him before,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't remember where I read him.
Oh, okay.
And then he said ESPN.
Yeah, yeah.
God,
he's
that,
the Cubs guy over there for a few years.
That pisses me off.
Why's that?
Just guys getting axed from, because they just
it's business.
I know it is. They just cut good guys.
Yeah, I know.
People that have honed their craft, worked extremely hard at it, and then, we're not going to go in this direction. See ya.
Yeah.
Get out.
Well, good thing that he had a backup plan.
He did have a backup plan. You're on it right now, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And if you're a Chicago sports fan, you want to go to the Athletic, you can choose a couple different plans. Either go month to month, $5.99
sure.
a month,
yep.
or buy the annual plan. It'll cost you $39.99, $333 a month.
$333 a month. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I've got that in my wallet.
That's just a little less than a 7-7, Jimmy B. Just cut back on one a month.
One a month, and I'm okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're coming right back. Jimmy B and TC, the Big Talker 1700.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
There's no greater pain a parent can suffer than losing a child, and yet heat stroke deaths in hot cars are on the rise. The temperature inside a vehicle can reach deadly levels in just a few minutes. Leaving windows cracked does not help. These preventable deaths can occur even when the outside temperature is as low as 57 degrees. Never leave your baby or child in a vehicle, even for a short period, and always check the backseat before you get out of the car. Where's baby? Look before you lock. For more information, go to nhtsa.gov/heatstroke.
Life's never perfect, but as realtors, we know living it in the perfect place can make a big difference.
Imagine
watching your toddler vomit all over the hardwood floors when you almost settled for carpet. Screaming loudly into a pillow in that private first floor master. Finding the mudroom covered in what you hope is mud and remembering why you wanted a mudroom. So get the perfect place to house all of life's imperfections. Get Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
1700 KBGG is your home for big sports.
There's no place like home on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. What's up? It's Bill Ryder, back in Des Moines. Lived there for a decade, got married in Des Moines. Thrilled to be talking about your favorite sports teams with your favorite players, 5 to 9 p.m. on your station with all the big games, 1700 KBGG.
Big news, big talk, and big sports on 1700 KBGG.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
All right, everybody, welcome back. That was fun having John on. We got to book him.
Yeah.
A lot.
He's a good one.
we can go a lot of different directions with him and that site. Once again, we were just looking at the site. It's a terrific site.
Mm-hmm.
The Athletic Chicago is what's that called? The iCubs are playing.
They are.
I saw your Schwarber already with a base hit.
Nice.
I saw your tweet, though.
What's that?
About you want Schwarber to catch.
That one came out yesterday, yeah. But when the, the crap was hitting the fan.
It was.
With Miguel Montero.
Yeah.
Chiarutini gets called up. So, right. They're looking for catchers, right?
Hey, part-time gig.
Schwarber.
You got a little extra beef there. You could dump behind the plate, huh?
I hated catching.
Really?
I did. Not my deal.
Why?
I don't like it. Didn't like it.
Didn't like all the gear or didn't like...
Yeah.
Didn't like
gear never fit. No, that sucked. I had a kid when I caught, threw hard.
Yeah.
And wild and running the backstop. So let me play shortstop.
That was too...
Let me pitch. It's catching. That's...
I thought you'd like to play first base. That's the simplest one.
I played first base a time or two. That was another one in Little League where one of my coaches goes, we're going to have to play first base a little bit when another kid that normally that also played short.
Right.
And when he wasn't pitching, I'm like, I'm the shortest guy on the team.
Yeah, I know.
And of course, this is sailing.
It was over your head. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I know. Well, you're one of the few guys
I never, played first base. I played shortstop, second base, center field,
yeah.
And I caught a couple of times. I was not a pitcher, even though I was. Yeah, even though I was accurate, I couldn't throw it hard enough to scare anybody. It was like a freaking meatball.
I have a feeling that you probably had a funky delivery.
Well, I wasn't Dan Quisenberry.
Right,
I wasn't.
You weren't going submarine.
No,
okay,
I wasn't submarining. But I've
seen some of your athletic exploits.
Uh-huh.
I've seen you on the golf course.
Yeah.
I saw the video of you way back in the day shooting hoops.
Oh, yeah.
And
right to the bucket. I let that ball go right at the rim.
You did. There's a little goofiness in your game. And I'm going to guess the same thing's translated
probably
over to you in baseball.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a thing of beauty.
I never claimed to be a thing of beauty. Ever. In anything. From that standpoint. I just said I could play. I never claimed to be a thing of beauty, play.
Right? Right.
There's a big difference. Lots of guys can play, and they don't look good doing it.
Yes,
that's me.
I don't know if you can play anymore either, Jim. I mean,
I have my moments.
Yeah.
They don't last long. Kind of like my sex life.
Oh, jeez.
But they don't last long. But, but it's, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you just pick up certain traits. And they just carry over. So when you played shortstop,
yeah,
did you play deep in the box area back near the grass, or did you play about mid-level short?
I usually play deeper.
Deeper? Okay.
Yeah.
I could not.
Yeah.
Because I told you, I didn't have the
arm strength.
Didn't have the big arm. So I played middle.
Yeah.
And then I could deliver a shot to get at the first base to get most runners. But I was blessed with having speed, so if there was a short blooper over my head, I could turn and go get it.
Track it down.
Yes, but I couldn't play deep because you would beat me to first base if I was deep in the short.
Jimmy B, exploits aside, let's talk about some real baseball.
Okay,
here.
Good. Let's go for it.
And a couple of day games going on right now. It's the Indians with a 3-1 lead over the Rangers as they play in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Royals running into some hard times here this afternoon. They're down 4-0 through three. Royals still searching for their first base hit of the ball game.
Mm.
And a perfect game through four.
Uh-oh.
Or through three, excuse me.
Okay.
For Michael Fulmer, the youngster for the Tigers, who is on the mound. So we'll keep our eye on that,
sure.
Jim Brinson.
Yeah.
And see if maybe we can pass along a little history this afternoon.
That'd be entertaining.
I'll get the Royals game up right now.
All right.
We'll take the break, and then it'll be time for Ken Silverstein.
That'll be good. Right here on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines. With Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest. But we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines Metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more
sports, but you want more sports. Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
You can't enjoy your outdoor living spaces when your home has unsightly green and black stains in need of cleaning. Why scrub when you can spray and forget? Spray and Forget, the revolutionary no-rinse exterior cleaner, eliminates stains from mold, mildew, algae, moss, and lichen. Spray and Forget brilliantly cleans roofs, decks, siding, fencing, walkways, driveways, outdoor furniture, and more without pressure washing, brushing, or rinsing. Make your home and your outdoor living spaces brilliant again with Spray and Forget. Look for the yellow label.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Here's the real scoop on your garden soil. Sometimes it needs a fresh start with the help of the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 4 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for strong roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Beautiful gardens start with Miracle-Gro garden soil. 4 bags, $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. Limit 80 per customer. Contiguous U.S. only.
Make history and celebrate the 4th of July by lighting up the sky with Bolino Fireworks. Fireworks are now legal in Iowa. Bolino Fireworks has been supplying the Midwest with quality products at the very best prices for over 35 years. Plus, at Bolino Fireworks, buy one, get three free.
Bolino Fireworks, find them in Ames in the Hy-Vee parking lot, 3800 Lincoln Way. Also the Fairway parking lot, 3619 Stange Road. Also in Indianola, the Fairway parking lot, 1309 West 2nd Street. Bolino Fireworks, have a blast this 4th of July.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way.